Hello, I'm Lisa Haynes, Public Relations Specialist for Roland Park Place, where we are redefining metropolitan senior living in Baltimore. You're listening to A Valuable Perspective with stories, advice, and reflections from some of the city's most knowledgeable, well-traveled, and experienced citizens. They are the residents who call Roland Park Place their home. Music is often referred to as the universal language, and one's love of music will often inspire them to learn to play musical instruments and even to teach others. And joining me today to talk more about this is Roland Park Place resident Mrs. Margaret Budd, who spent more than 60 years playing the organ and piano. 30 of those years were spent as the organist at the Second Presbyterian Church in the Guilford area of Baltimore with Ray Sprinkle, and 10 years were spent as the organist at the Roland Park Place Presbyterian Church with Dr. Philip Collister. Mrs. Budd has also taught hundreds of organists and pianists right here in Baltimore as well as in the Midwest. She graduated from Oberlin Conservatory of Music and Northwestern University with a master's degree in organ performance and church music. From there, she embarked upon an amazing career in music while being married and raising five wonderful children. Mrs. Budd, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to have you as a guest on the show.
Thank you, Lisa. It's nice to be here.
Okay. So it sounds like you've had quite an amazing career, both playing music and as a teacher. So first, can we talk about how you developed such a passion for music?
Well, I grew up with music in the household. I skipped kindergarten and began piano class work. Mm-hmm. And they suggested I go to Northwestern's prep department and study privately, which I did. While in grade school, I played the viola and the violin in a music program that was way ahead of its time.
Sounds like you started at a very young age. Can we talk more in detail about where music led you professionally?
I attended Oberlin College as a piano major, studied with the dean, who was very possessive of his students, and even though I was an organ minor, I was not allowed to switch to an organ major. So as a result, after 2 years, I switched to Northwestern University School of Music, especially since the man I was to marry was graduating at that time. Mm-hmm. And I became an organ major. I adored it, and I think the teacher is all important. I loved the literature, received a Fulbright scholarship, had many opportunities to perform and accompany and dedicate new organs. I played the organ in churches from 1950 until I retired last June, and designed and dedicated many, many organs in the Chicago area, in the Baltimore area. I started the North Shore chapter of the American Guild of Organists, which I'm a great believer in. And then after moving to Baltimore with my family, I became dean of the AGO Baltimore chapter. I started the Second Presbyterian Concert Series at the Second Presbyterian Church in Guilford, and taught, well, literally hundreds of organists and pianists, many of whom have very good positions now. I performed in the Lyon, France International Organ Festival, and then had the tremendous privilege of touring Scotland and England and France and Switzerland and Germany with Ray Sprinkle and the excellent Second Presbyterian Church Choir. The most memorable experience of all that was performing in Bach's St. Thomas Church in Leipzig, and nothing can top that. I was ready to take my organ shoes off and not put them on again. That was really very special.
Now, how did your parents encourage you to study music and to follow your love of music? And did you do the same with your children?
My parents are both very musical. My father was the concertmaster of his Leominster, Massachusetts high school orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And he would play Fritz Kreisler arrangements, especially Sunday afternoons, and I would do the piano. And my mother also studied a lot of piano, did a bit of organ at Smith College, and she was very wise.
Mm-hmm.
When I practiced, she would sit by the piano afterward to see what I had improved upon, which was far better psychology than just telling me it was time to practice. They would also take me to a Chicago Symphony Orchestra concerts and encourage classical music at home. And yes, I have five children. They all studied piano and a second instrument. You can only imagine all the practicing going on in our home. My husband was very tolerant.
I'm sure.
He oversaw their scouting and their sports.
Mm-hmm.
My son, Dave, played the French horn. Jim studied the oboe. Larry studied the trumpet. Steve played the French horn. And Nancy played the flute in addition to piano.
Wow, amazing. So all five of your children have a love for music.
Yes, none of them went into it as a career, although two of them could have. And instead, we ended up with an architect, a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant who became a CEO, and a director in public health.
Now, with this being the month of May, and of course the celebration of Mother's Day, what advice would you give parents about letting their children pursue their passion?
Well, I think parenting is certainly different in this day and age, mm-hmm. with all the mobile phones and gadgets and social media and exposures that we never dreamed of in our day. But everybody has a gift, and if we can find those gifts and encourage the children to follow their dreams, it will make the world a better place. And I hope they all have music in their backgrounds. I would wish for piano lessons being required through sixth grade, and then youngsters can decide what they want to do, if anything, with that music.
Mm-hmm.
But we all have tremendous love for our children and take pride in where they're going, and it's a wonderment that they pick such different directions with the same set of parents. And to this day, when my children come to visit me at Roland Park Place, they enjoy my involvement in our many concerts and lectures and talent shows and Seder dinners and choruses and receptions and memorial services. But I feel very, very fortunate to be where I am in this day and age.
Well, Mrs. Budd, thank you so much for being here and for sharing your wonderful story with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed sharing it.
This has been A Valuable Perspective, brought to you by Roland Park Place. Be sure to check out next month's episode as we bring more stories, ideas, and valuable lessons from the residents of Roland Park Place. And for more information about Roland Park Place, please visit our website at rolandparkplace.org. I'm Lisa Haynes.